Julie, going back to John's original question about sequencing specifically the two approved agents, lenalidomide and bortezomib.
So if we just were picking from those two agents in this patient, I probably would do lenalidomide just because of toxicity issues, convenience issues. Neuropathy in older patients is always an issue. So I probably would go with that first, but it's not going to work forever if it works at all. And so you're going to have backup plans. And so my second backup plan would be bortezomib, although again, I don't usually like to use it as a single agent. So I probably would combine it with something else, assuming the patient could tolerate that.
And method of administration and schedule for bortezomib?
I have gone almost completely to using it sub-Q and weekly for patient convenience and toxicity issues.
Chris, your sequence?
Yeah, so we participated in both the bortezomib trial led to its approval and the lenalidomide trial. So up until a few months ago, my typical sequence would have been to give bortezomib first, followed by lenalidomide now that it is approved. But getting back to the data that Mike mentioned that Andre Guo presented, I mean, up until minutes before his presentation, that was the highest response rate that was seen in refractory mantle cell patients who had failed bortezomib with a 30% response rate. Of the patients that we put on those trials, what we've seen is that those patients that did respond had pretty long durable responses as long as they were able to maintain on the agent. So now I would tend among those two agents to choose lenalidomide first. We now have the expanded access protocol for ibrutinib open for mantle cell patients. And so that would be the agent that I would be more likely to put these patients on, because right before Andre Guo's presentation were the ibrutinib presented data, which showed a markedly higher response rate even than what was seen with lenalidomide.
So John, just to finish out on this, what's the answer that you give to your question?
I prefer lenalidomide for all the reasons I think that Julie brought up. I think it's easier. I think, honestly, if you try to compare the studies, always problems doing that. I think my experience is also that the response rate is higher and you're able to keep it going for longer. That even if people respond to bortezomib, they often, after a few months, say, "I don't want this anymore." Whereas lenalidomide, you can keep it going.
And John, how long would you give it in a responding patient?
Indefinitely.
Modest tolerability?
For lenalidomide, I keep it going, trying to adjust the dose down if necessary, as long as they're responding. And I do have some patients with mantle cell who have been on it for 18 months and more.
The other point that I'd bring up about when I do choose bortezomib, I tend to give the twice-weekly dosing. There's a smaller trial that was done by the Memorial Sloan Kettering where they looked at twice-weekly versus once-weekly dosing in the mantle cell patients, and it looks like, at least in that small setting, that twice-weekly has a little bit more efficacy in mantle cell than once-weekly. But we would give it sub-Q, and that's generally well-tolerated.